Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Just Say Thanks.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And when he saw them, Jesus said, Go, show yourselves to the priests. As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said, in reply, weren't 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Then he said to him, stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. The Gospel of the Lord. I was talking to a good friend of mine, Tom, the other day, sharing about my need to talk about the 10 lepers healed by Jesus and only one returning to thank him. I was wondering aloud what to say. It's so easy these days to condemn our generation for lacking gratitude, taking everything for granted. There are examples everywhere. But Tom reminded me that he was in AA, and every day he gives thanks for his sobriety to God and to the people who have helped him. AA is a perfect example of those also who are helping others. They provide sponsors, and there are many in every community. And that's what Tom spoke about. I think AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, is just about the best explanation of a Christian spirituality, and I've come across them everywhere. If you know of anyone who needs help, you only have to tell a member of AA and they will do the rest. All of them are good Samaritans. Last year, when the pandemic was beginning, a friend of mine got COVID. He was very close to death, and a nurse phoned me from hospital and held the phone to his face. I was very moved as he began to thank me for helping him and helping his wife and 2 sons. His voice was so faint, I could hardly hear him. I tried to stop him, saying, I'm more concerned about you, Bob. It was the only time I've ever known him to be angry, when he said, I am dying and I'm just trying to thank you. I realized then that I had to say, thanks, Bob, and not, don't bother. I think I was the last person to talk to Bob alive. If we want to learn anything from the story of the 10 lepers and the Samaritan, it is to recognize that man, that Samaritan, and imitate him by being more grateful ourselves. So many people help us every day, and we need to thank them. Those packing our bags at the supermarket, our family members who help us when we get sick or cook a meal, the nurses at clinics, people who just smile at us. And then we also need to find ways of imitating that Samaritan person ourselves. Well, thanks for listening.